Still not finishing my master's degree after almost 6.5 years. Where do I start with this one? I haven't finished. I've been really kind of putting it off, and I have to finish by the end of this year in December of 2016. Let's see. It's just been a really hard time for me to finish it, and I feel like if I finish this degree, it's not worth anything, and that's why it's had such a negative emotion on me, because I feel like if I get this degree, it's not going to be worth anything. I feel like getting my master's in instructional technology, which is e-learning, is not really necessary, because what my whole plan was that I was gonna finish with a master's, then teach computers. But I feel like teaching computers right now, because everybody's going mobile and everything is online, that you really don't need a professor teaching computers in a classroom setting anymore. So I am kind of getting discouraged, and that's why it's had a negative effect on me, because I've been putting it off, getting it finished, and it, like I said, it's been 6.5 years since I've done it, and I've only got another semester. I think I'll have, like I said, till the end of December, and, you know, it's had a real emotional effect on me. I actually, little tiny bit of story, about 6 months ago, I had a little problem with binge eating, and I gained like 40 pounds. I've lost it all now, but I did have, and that was the emotional negative effect of not finishing my master's. I'm still disappointed in myself for not finishing. I should have finished, but I didn't. So that's about it that I can say about that one. But yeah, the negative effect really was my binging. I ate so much, and I was a food addict, and I just kept eating, and it didn't really help. And then I lost all the weight, which was a good thing. But yeah, that was the negative, real emotional negative effect of me not finishing my master's. So hopefully I'll finish by December of this year, 2016.